Be sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I heard a story the other day that turned my stomach, gave me a headache, and generally ruined my entire evening. It came during a phone call with a friend of mine who, like me, is a grandfather to a herd of little ones. Their family portrait, though, looks like something out of a Norman Rockwell painting. Mom and Dad are sitting in these overstuffed chairs. Each knee of each parent has a child on it. And standing behind them is another six kids. All I can say is, what the heck does your grocery bill look like? And how big is that house? Well, the story I heard came from one of their family gatherings around the holidays, and as they chose to come home to Eureka and spend it with Grandma and Grandpa. After dinner, with more than half of the little ones and the oldest ones running around outside, there was only room for the adults and a couple of kids in the small living room of my friend. Now, my friend loves his family more than life and has a tendency, in my opinion, to spoil them. So, as my friend tells it, when after-dinner discussion was complete, there was a quiet moment, then again shortly after my friend made a comment about the world's problems and issues. And then he heard it. His four-year-old granddaughter called him a racist. My friend almost broke down crying as he was sharing this terrible moment with me. And to his credit, he just got up and walked outside, didn't say a word or acknowledge that he'd heard the comment. Later, the little grandchild came up to him and said, well, she was just kidding. He said he was happy to hear that, but he wandered to the backyard to be with the other grandkids. Now, folks, I ask you this. Did the little girl have the presence of mind to decipher anyone that may or not fit that description? Maybe, just maybe, it came from an adult at home? Well, since I learned the children are homeschooled, from what my friend tells me, is this what she's learning at home? Now, as the story goes, the parents are, by definition, liberal-minded. Further raising the question or questions, is this what our next generation is teaching their next generation? I have a question. When will they be taught who the founder of the Black Lives Matter movement is? Answer, never. Because they won't want to admit that this country is going to be in a world of hurt with what's going to come down with all those whitewashings of history. So again, the question is, whitewashing a racist comment? I can't tell you how many people I run across in these days and times that say they're just ready to throw in the towel on it. All this political BS. Now, when the Kool-Aid drinking folks wake up and find that their country is anything but a free country, they can look back on how they really let their children down in this pandemic 2020. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.